الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد فقدت continue with our book last week, but Allah preordained that we will not have the class. Just after Zuhur, I was called to travel to somewhere around Ilorin to attend a janazah for somebody who had an accident and died. He was being transferred from Owerri. So I had to go and leave a message that we will not be having a class last week. So we apologize. I'm sure that the message would have come very well because I received the message after Zuhur. So I traveled even after Zuhur. So we beg Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings. In continuation of our book, Shafu Sunnah, by Al-Imam Abu Ibrahim Al-Muzani rahimahullah. When women come to classes with the children, they should hold the children to themselves so that they do not become a distraction in the class for themselves and for other people. Al-Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah, he said, خلق الخلق بمشيئته عن غير حاجة كانت به فخلق الملائكة جميعا لطاعته وجبلهم على عبادته فمنهم ملائكة بقدرته للعرش حامل وطائفة منهم حول عرشه يسبحون وآخرون بحمده يقدسون واصطفى منهم رسلا إلى رسله وبعض مدبرون لأمره خلق الخلق بمشيئته عن غير حاجة كانت به فخلق الملائكة جميعا لطاعته وجبلهم على عبادته فمنهم ملائكة بقدرته للعرش حاملون وطائفة منهم حول عرشه يسبحون وآخرون بحمده يقدسون واصطفى منهم رسلا إلى رسله وبعض مدبرون لأمره. الإمام المزني رحمه الله He said, خلق الخلق بمشيئته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the creation, the entire creation, بمشيئته, out of His will. خلق الخلق بمشيئته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the creation. Everything, خلق الخلق. Everything in creation, خلقه بمشيئته. He created it out of His will. He willed it. He wished it. He wants it like that. سبحانه وتعالى. It is that will of Allah. Either we say بمشيئته أو بإرادته. الإرادة مشيئة. So out of His will. And His will is from His knowledge and wisdom. When He wills a thing, He knows that it will have good consequence, good will come out of it, and they will be in their right places. So He wills it. So the Imam says, خلق الخلق بمشيئته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire creation out of His will and wisdom. So even we We now come and say there is orderliness in it. We come and say that it is a system. We are the ones who say it is a system. He made it out of his will. So we come after studying it and seeing the place of everything, we say, Allahu Akbar, this is a system. But he made it out of his will. Like we human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He is the one who صَوَّرَكُمْ, fashioned you. So in the womb, the child takes the eyes, the nose, the mouth, they say self-differentiation, and all this. All this differentiation takes place inside the womb of the mother. كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ بِمَشِيئَةِ. As he will. But when the baby comes out, we see that it is a nice, handsome creature. How is that? But it is out of his Mashiach. So he says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He is the one who fashions you فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, in the wombs of your parents. كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ, in the manner that he will. فَخَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ. كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ, as he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the entire creation is according to the will and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently there was a report that a mother was pregnant and the baby had a defect on the hand. So there was a surgical operation. They opened the womb. It was said that if they brought the baby out of the womb, it will not survive. So they left the baby inside the womb and they carried out the surgical operation inside the womb and they tied the womb, sewed it, and the child was given back to at the end of 9 months. All of this is according to the Mashiach of Allah. Allah's will, his ability to do what he likes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, he created every other thing out of his will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will, once he wills it, once Allah wills a thing, he commands that it occurs. So we say, إِنَّمَا أَمُرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. This irada. So when Allah wills a thing, it happens. He gives to his order and it happens. So Al-Imam al-Muzani said, خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. لَكِنْ, let not think, let mankind, nor any group of creatures think that خَلَقَهُ عَنْ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. Because he has a need for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made those creatures out of his will. And غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. Not because of حَاجَةٍ, any particular need, كَانَتْ بِهِ, that is in need of. So he did not create mankind because he needed us. He did not create the oceans because he needed it. He did not create the heavens because he needed it. Al-Arsh, you see, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. Allah is living high above his Arsh. He did not make the Arsh because he needed the Arsh. He needed something to sit on. La. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is free, independent of all creatures. So it is not, when we say Allah is above, high above his Arsh, it does not say an istiwa, istawa mustawin ala arsh, is established on his Arsh. It does not mean that he is resting on his Arsh. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is sufficient. He does not have any need for any of the things that he has created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The ulama give an example that we say the heavens are above us. Does it mean that we are carrying the heavens on our head? You see, Allah is on His arsh and it's not dependent on the arsh. It may be so difficult for the mind to conceptualize. Subhanahu. It's not on His arsh and it's not dependent on anything. So it is not to be said that, oh, He created the arsh because He needed somewhere to sit down. La ghaniyun 'anil 'alamin. Allah is not in need of it. خَلَقَهُ بِمَشِيئَةِ As huge and magnificent as the arsh is, we describe it, that if the entire heaven and the earth were compared to the kursi, it will be like a small ring that is placed in the desert. And when the kursi is compared to the arsh, it will be in the same manner, like a small ring placed in the desert. So as huge as that arsh, we call it Al-Arsh Al-Azim, Al-Arsh Al-Kareem, Al-Arsh Al-Majid. He says he is Bul Arsh Al-Majid. As huge as this arsh is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the arsh. خَلَقَهُ بِمَشِيئَةٍ He created it out of His will. عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ Not because He was in any need of the arsh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in other books of Aqeedah, like Al-Aqeedah al-Tuhawiyah of Al-Imam al-Tuhawi, they will say, وَهُوَ مُسْتَجْمٍ عَنِ الْعَرْشِ وَمَا دُونَهُ Al-Imam al-Tuhawi, rahimahullah. Al-Imam al-Tuhawi is the child of the sister of Al-Muzani. Al-Imam al-Tuhawi, who wrote Al-Aqeedah al-Tuhawiyah, his mother is the sister of Al-Muzani. So in his own book, Al-Aqeedah al-Tuhawiyah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُتَّجْمٍ عَنِ الْعَرْشِ وَمَا دُونَهُ Allah does not have a need of the arsh and whatever is below the arsh. Al-Imam Abu Hatim al-Razi, who is the head of Tafsir Abu Hatim, or Tafsir Abi Hatim al-Razi, it's called Tafsir al-Qur'an al-Azim. By Imam Abu Hatim, Abu Rahman. His son is Ibn Abi Hatim, Tafsir Ibn Abi Hatim, because Tafsir was offered by the son, Ibn Abi Hatim. As for Abu Hatim, Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the father. The father has a friend, Abu Zur'at al-Razi, although they are related somehow, but they were always together, from two great scholars in their times, Abu Hatim al-Razi, and Abu Zura al-Razi, Ubaidillah ibn Abdul Karim al-Razi. They have a book that Ibn Abi Hatim compiled also on Aqeedah. That what have you heard from the scholars of the city? So they titled the book Aqeedah to A'immat al-Amsar. The belief, the creed of the A'imma of the city. In it, this issue is presented to say, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ أَرْشِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ بَائِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ مُحَلِّشًا Allah is away from His creatures. So we say, بَطْرَ وَبُوكَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ يعني خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ Allah created subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire creation بِمَشِيئَتِهِ out of His will عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَ Not because of any need that he had for creation, because he needed something. And that was why he made it clear to us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created mankind and jinn except that they should worship me. The purpose of their creation is that they should worship me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ Quickly! Don't think that by your worshipping Allah, you are providing rizq to Him. Don't think like that. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونِ And I do not desire that they should feed me. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينُ So don't think that when you worship Allah, you do a favor to Allah. Don't think like that. Why? because his need of angayri hajatin kana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us not because he has any need for us. He is the one who is favoring us. He is the one providing for us. He gives us food, he gives us drink, oxygen to breathe, life to live, food to eat, water to drink. So he's the one who is enriching us. Our making ibadah does not enrich Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Imam Al-Muzani said, خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. He said, فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا. This matter declares to us, because by the time he begins to mention what the malaika does, the mind may come to say, oh, so he can't do those things for himself except that the malaika do it for him. So he quickly told us, أَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ أَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ. So we do not say, oh, so it is the malaika that's responsible. Now it is cloudy. But the malaika in charge of that, Mika'il, his duty is to move the clouds to where Allah wants the rain, where Allah wants the rain to fall. And you'll be asking, where should I drop it? To move it forward. Sometimes the entire people say, oh, it wants to rain. Should I drop it? You say, hold on. Postpone it. Or don't drop it at all. I change my mind. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The decision is changed, so to speak. So Allah does what He likes. He instructs the malaika, do this, do that. And when the rain falls, because Mika'il is not only in charge of the rain, he is also in charge of Nabat, Al-Qatr wa-Nabat, the rain and the plants that grow in the earth. The angel Mika'il is in charge of it. So sometimes I say, fall the rain, drop the rain. Where he drops the rain, he says, okay, but don't give them plants. That is the meaning of drought in the Sharia. Drought in the Sharia, Al-Qahd, is when there is rain, but there are no vegetation. That is the meaning of drought. But many people think that drought is when there is no rain, so there are no vegetation. No. In the Sharia, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih Muslim, drought is when there is rain, but there are no plants. So Allah commands the malaika. So an individual may think, oh, so the malaika is helping Allah an ghayri hajatin kana. He did not make the malaika because he needed it. He could do it without them if he wanted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does what he likes. فَخَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانِ. So when we realize, ikhwah, that Allah says it is not because He wants us to benefit Him that He created us, and then He tells us to give ibadah to Him, we will know that when we give the ibadah, who do we benefit? Ourselves. مَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. مَنْ اهْتَدَى, the one who follows the path of guidance. فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ, he is only following the path of guidance. For who? For himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ, the one who chooses misguidance and goes astray. فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا, his person is also going astray. And the consequence is coming upon who? Himself. So, أَنْغَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَ, because your ibadah does not do anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he say in Zuma? He says, إِنْ تَشْكُرُوا أَوْ إِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ. If you choose to disbelieve, Allah is not in need of you. He said, oh no, we are not going to believe in Allah. And we will hear when human beings, the entirety of human beings, if we choose not to worship Allah, Allah has sufficient servants worshiping Him. And we will understand that our number is infinitesimal, but negligible. He could neglect us. وَيَعْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And He will bring other people. He says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. So all of these things may make us understand that when we worship for ourselves. And then we worship for ourselves, he will reward us. He will not gain from our worship. Yes, he will give us reward. Because he is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So merciful to us. We do not do anything to him. What do we do to Allah? If we consider the favor of eye, and how much, if a person has an eye defect, and he goes to an eye center, they don't book hundreds, from tens of thousands and above. So you see, you must be doing something. You pay for it. What do we do to Allah for the favor of eye? Eye. Or for the favor of our teeth or tooth, what do we do to Allah? Nothing. خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَ. So all he wants from us, worship me. And even the worship, he does not benefit from it. So that makes us understand that even the person that is engrossed in worship, you should not feel self-important. Because you are not benefiting anybody with your worship, except who? Yourself. So when you worship yourself, you are benefiting yourself. When you don't worship, you are bringing harm to who? Yourself. So it does not make the one who is engrossed in worship to feel superfluous about himself. And it makes the person who is not giving worship to feel, look, it is yourself. In the higher institutions, when lecturers, some lecturers take a lot of time and students don't like their courses. It happens. So some students say, I walk out. When you walk out, it is for who? When you stay in the class, it is for who? Okay, for the Rabbi Al-Ala. So whatever you do, good or bad, for yourself. Allah has nothing to gain from our ibadah. But he has all to give you if you worship him. So, فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا. So Allah created the entire malaika. خَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. Allah created the malaika from nur. It says, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِن نُور. مِن نُور. Allah created the malaika from nur. The hadith is authentic. Think in Sahih Muslim. خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةَ مِن نُور. The malaika, we are created from the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not his light, the light that he created. Not from his dark, not from his own essence. The light that he created. So the malaika we are created from, just like he created the clay from which he created man. He created the flame that from which he created the jinn. Likewise, he created the light from where he created the malaika. And these malaika, Allah created them before he made man. They were created before the creation of man. Even when man was to be created, Allah talked to the malaika about human beings. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. He said, Allah told Malaika, I want to create from the earth Malaika. He said, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا. I want to create mankind, humankind. And I'm going to create them in clay, from clay. So they were created before human beings. And these Malaika, Allah gave them, he made them such that they have wings. It is Alhamdulillah, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, Ja'ilil Malaikati, Rusulan Uli Ajnih. It is Alhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah alone. Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, the one who originated the heavens and the earth. Ja'il al-Malaikati Rusula, the one who made the Malaika, the angels, to be messengers. We are coming back to that. These messengers, they are what? Ulu Ajnihatin. Ja'il al-Malaikati Rusulan Uli Ajnihatin. They are people who have what? Ajniha. Wings. Matna. Some have two. Wa Thalatha. Some have how many? Three. Wa Ruba'. somehow how many? Four. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, because Allah made him to see Jibreel alayhi salam. The way Allah created Jibreel, He told us Jibreel has 600 wings. Jibreel had 600 wings. Alayhi salatu was salam. In his way Allah has created him. Jibreel alayhi salam, the messenger told us alayhi salatu was salam, he has 600. And when he extended one of his wings, it covered the entire heavens and earth. Jibreel alayhi salam. Extended wing, everywhere it covered. Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam. So, Allah created the malaika, jami'a. And these malaika, they are not female. They are not female. Because some of the people in history thought that the angels are female, they are daughters of Allah. What did he say? وَجَعْلِ الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا. Those people, unfortunately, جَعْلِ الْمَلَائِكَةَ, they consider the malaika, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, those who are servants of Ar-Rahman, they consider them as what? Inafa. Females. Allah says, أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ. Were they there when I was creating the angels? Can you think that they are my daughters? Were you there when I was creating them? سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُ. We are going to write those things you are saying, and we will ask you when you come back to us. Say what you like. Say what you like. You come back here, you will see what I will do. I will ask you, were you there when I created the malaika as female? This is evidence that the malaika are not female. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, for the fact that Allah said that they are ulu uli ajnihatin. If you start with the statement, you say ulu ajnihatin. Ibtida. When you are reading it as a verse of the Quran, you say uli ajnihatin. So Allah made them people who have wings. He said, for that fact, we know that they are bodies, they are not just spirits. Because some people say the malaika are spirits of goodness. So spirits, they are not having bodies. Spirits don't have bodies. But the malaika, they have what? Bodies. Because Allah made us understand that they are what? Uli ajniha. They have wings. It means they have a body. You can touch 600, 200, 500 as Allah will. Much more than that. So it shows that they have bodies, they are not just spirits, as some people think. They think that they are spirits of good, and the jinns are spirits of evil. Love. The malaika, they are not spirits, they are bodies. They are creatures with bodies that Allah has created. Although He has disconnected us from what? From seeing them ordinarily, except as He will. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because part of what Allah made the malaika with is that they have the ability to change into forms that they desire. When Allah wants them to do a particular job, He wants them to change their form. They will change to that form. Like Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. He came to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel, in the form of a man, إِذْ طَلَعَ عَلَيْنَا رَجْلٌ. A man came upon us, a priestor, شَدِيدُ بَيَادِ السِّيَابِ. His clothes was white, pure white. This is evidence that our deen encourages us to be clean. He did not just say بَيَادِ السِّيَابِ. شَدِيدُ بَيَادِ. The whiteness is immaculate. So don't say it is part of religion to be unclean. No. Inna Allah jamil yuhibbul jamal. Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiban. Shadeed sawad al-sha'r. Jibreel was having pure black, distinct black hair. La yura alayhi athar al-safar. No dust on his face. He was calm. You know, when you go, you visit your bosses in the office, because of AC, when you open the office, how are they looking? La yura alayhi asaru safa. Such that somebody is sweating and then he's cleaning the face. La, it wasn't on Jibreel alayhi salatu. وَلَا يَعْرِفُهُ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ. And nobody knew him amongst us. حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Until he sat in front of the Prophet Muhammad. فَأَسْنَدَ رُكُبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكُبَتَيْهِ. He placed his two knees to the knees of the Prophet Muhammad. وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ. He placed his two palms on the, his two hands, palms, on the laps of the Prophet Muhammad. فَقَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدِ. Say, oh Muhammad, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Tell me about Islam. And the Prophet started telling him عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Umar رضي الله عنه. He says, فَعَجِبْنَا لَهُ كَيْفَ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُ. We were surprised, what kind of a student is this? He is the one asking the teacher, and he is the one telling the teacher that you are correct. It means, when you ask a teacher, you don't tell him you are correct. فعجبنا له كيف يسأله ويصدقه. And so on. At the end of the hadith, and Imam al-Nawawi and others amongst the scholars, they said it was not that very day that it happened to Omar, because the Prophet called him alayhi salatu wasalam. As it's in the riwayah of al-Imam Muslim, says, Ya Omar, atadri man istahid? Do you know who visited us on that day? In some riwayat, it said it was after 3 days. But what happened on the spot was, when Jibreel left, Abu Huraira and others who were in the masjid, they went, they followed him. The Prophet said, call him out. Before they knew, Jibreel had gone, alayhi salam. So when they came back, the Prophet said, wait, say, we ran everywhere, we didn't see him. That is in the riwayat of Abu Huraira in Sunan Abi Dawud, and others amongst the companions. So then he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Umar, atadri man as-sa'il? Do you know who that question was? Says, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knew this. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say this is evidence that you may want to teach somebody something, and you start by asking him a question. You want to tell him something. Do you know how many blocks with which this mosque was built? If the person knows. So the person will start thinking, what will it do? It will prepare him for the answer. It will prepare the student for the answer. So when he asked Umar radiallahu anhu, Atadri man as-sa'il? Who, do you know who the questioner was? Because I don't know Allah and His Messenger know that. Qala fa innahu Jibreel. It was Jibreel. Ataakum yu'allimukum deenakum. He came to you to do what? To teach you your religion. But in the future of a human being. And that companion, the Jibreel, was resembling on that day, was Dihyatu al-Kalbi. He was the one that Jibreel looked like. The companion was what? Dihyatu al-Kalbi. Radiallahu anhu. So the malaika have the ability to change to human form when they have assignments to implement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when Allah sends Jibreel also, according to some of the scholars, and Mikael to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, qalu salama, they said to him, salamu alaykum. So, in that form, they were also in a human form. Allah mentioned it in Hud, He mentioned it in Ankabut, and in other places in the Quran. They came to Ibrahim alayhi salam in human form. And when they left Ibrahim, because they told Ibrahim we are going to destroy, they came to give him, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to give Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam the glad tidings that he will have a child. Along with his wife, وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَطَكَتْ وَجْهَهَا لَا وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ هُودْ فَضَحِكَتْ. She was smiling when she heard she was going to have a baby. So she was there, she saw it. That was who? That was who? The wife, the first wife of Nabi Ibrahim. The second was Hajar. Sarah, the mother of Isaac. So she got the glad tidings. So they say, Ibrahim, we are going to destroy the people of Lut. They came to give good news to Ibrahim, but they were going to destroy the people of Lut. Inna ursilna ila qawm Lut. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to appeal to Allah, give them more time. That's in Surah Al-Ankabut. Allah, give them more time. Allah said, Ya Ibrahim, arif an hadha. O Ibrahim, leave this matter. Innahu qad ja'a amru rabbihim. Go. Wa innahum atihim azabun gayru mardud. The Lord, Allah's command has come. And the punishment is time has come. So there is no postponement for them. So they got to Lut alayhi salam. The people saw that they were handsome looking human beings. The malaika. Because there were people who committed a sin. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِ. Nobody did it before them amongst all those who existed. So today we have the evil of homosexuality. The people of Lut started it. And that was why they were destroyed by Allah. When the malaika came, يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. The people in the city came rushing. They want to come and say, oh, these are nice men that we can have evil with. So Lut alayhi salam was disturbed. I have visitors. And you want to start committing evil with them? They told him, leave them. The malaika told Lut, don't worry, we will destroy them. They can't touch us. Inna rusulu rabbika lan yasilu ilayk. We are messengers of Allah. They can't get to us. فعصر بأهلك بقطع من الليل ولا يلتفت منكم أحد إلا امرأتك إنه يصيبها ما أصابهم إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب. Allah says, prepare now. The angel told Lut عليه السلام, prepare now yourself and your family. Except your wife. لا تلتفتوا. Don't look back. Except for your wife. Who is going to stay back? Because you see Muhammad Sadaq, she is going to be suffered, she is going to be afflicted by those, by what we will use to afflict those people. The time we are going to destroy them is Subh. And the time of Subh is near. So move now. Lut alayhi salam got that instruction, he moved that. In Hud, Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمُرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا فَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْدُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ, when the time came for their punishment, أَصُبْرِي, in the next morning. جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said, Allah commanded these malaika. That is part of their duties, we already explained. Part of the duties of the malaika is to destroy those Allah wants to destroy. May Allah protect us. These angels carried this city from below it. جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We made its upper part to become the lower part. We turned it. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, he raised them to the heavens. Oh, you creatures of the heavens, see these people, look at what they are doing. And they slammed them on the ground. And that's why the lowest place on the earth is where they are, the Dead Sea. It is the lowest point on the earth. And it is still sinking. And it will still continue to be the lowest point on the earth. And no human being can live there since after them. Yes, the point where they were destroyed. Go and find out about the Dead Sea. And the waters there are so salty that when you want to swim in it, you can't go inside it. The water will make you suspend on the upper part of the water. Allah destroyed them. So the angels, the malaika, they can change forms to human forms. And part of what Allah makes them to do part of their duties is to destroy those he wants to destroy. فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا لِطَاعَةٍ. So Allah created the malaika so that they give obedience to him. He said جَمِيعًا, making us understand that there are many. خَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا. He created the entire malaika. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said أطرت السماء, أطرت السماء وحق لها أن تأط, أطرت السماء تأطيت. If when you load a camel and you overload it, it makes a sound. In English it is called squeaking. The camel squeaks, it will be making a sound to make you understand that I have been overloaded. He said, after this time, the heaven is giving that kind of a sound. He said, وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْ تَعِيدْ. And it really has a right to make that sound. Tama, squeak. And it has a right to squeak. Why? Because I said alayhi salatu wasalam, ma fiha mawdi'u arba'i asabih illa wa malakun wadihun jabhatahu sajidan lillahi. There is not a space of four fingers. Check your four fingers. There is not a space of four fingers in the heavens. No space that can contain four fingers in the heaven, except that you find a malak amongst the malaika putting his head in sujood for Allah. There is no space. So look at the vast heaven. Look at this masjid. How many four fingers can we have? One, two, three, four fingers. So in this kind of a masjid, if this space is in the heaven, how many malaika will be making sajda our sujood in this masjid alone? No space from four fingers, except that you find a malak amongst the malaika, wadi'un jibhatahu sajidan lillah, placing his forehead in prostration for Allah. So if Allah says, fasjudu lillahi wa'budu, make sajda for Allah in worship of him. If you refuse, we already have people, we already have creatures doing that. And they are many. So look at how vast. Just look at the sky. Four fingers cannot find a place in the heaven. So because of that, it says, after this summer, even the heaven is being, I have been overloaded by the malaika. They are so many. In another hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah told us in the Quran that وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, that will be on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah gives evidence. So Allah will come, he will give evidence, and the malaika will be in sufu, صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah says, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. On that day, جِيءَ بِجَهَنَّمْ. The Jahannam will be brought. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, جِيءَ. هُنَا, here, he gave a dina'u lil-majhool, quote, is وَجِيءَ. It will be brought. Who will bring it? How will it be brought? The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ أو يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On that day, Jahannam will be brought. لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ. يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ. The Jahannam has 70,000 ropes. And he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, مَا كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلِكٍ أَوْ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَ. It says, alongside those 70,000 rows, each of them, is carried by another 70,000 malak. 70,000 malak is carrying one rope. Yajuruna, they will be dragging it. So 70,000 rope, 70,000 malak. How many are they? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا. Nobody knows the actual number of the malaika except Allah. When he went for Isra and Miraj, he says there is Baytul Ma'mur, in the first heaven. The malaika who come there, make ibadah and go away, they need 70,000. Said on every day, 70,000 groups, 70,000 will come, make ibadah and then go away. They will not come back to it until the day of Qiyamah. So since the earth has been created, or since they were created, because they were even created before human beings, Baytul Ma'mur, the concept, that is why in fact that house was called Baytul Ma'mur, a house that is never left, a house that is never abandoned. It's always, you always find creatures there making ibadah in the first heaven. 70,000 come, they go. Another 70,000 tomorrow, they go. Another 70,000. Allah alone knows the number of these angels. But He said, خلق الملائكة جميعا. All of them, Allah who created them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, لطاعته لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. Whatever Allah orders them, they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا لِطَاعَتِهِ. All these malaika, Allah created them for His worship, for His obedience. وَجَبَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِ. And He conditioned them such that they cannot do other than His worship. The only thing malaika can do is ibadah. They are not like we human beings. They don't have hawa. You know hawa? Self-desire. They don't have. They desire what Allah wants. Whatever Allah orders them, that is what they do. Their entire existence is for the worship of Allah. Jabalahum ala ibadati. He conditioned them for His worship alone. We cannot worship any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusabbihuna bil-layli wa yusabbihuna al-layla wal-nahar. Day and night. Yusabbihuna al-layla wal-nahar. Both night and the day, they make the fiha. La yafturun. They do not get tired. Human beings. Even though I was in a gathering about a week ago, and one of the shehu there said, the person who dies, they should make la ilaha illallah for him 70,000. So people shouted, you see now, 70,000 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha. Because this is how adhkar should be made. Yes. When you make adhkar, you are thinking about what you are saying. You are conscious of what you are saying. You are not singing or dancing. La ilaha illallah. I know somebody like that, a professor. May Allah preserve him upon goodness. When he is making adhkar, that is how he makes adhkar. If he says alhamdulillah, we say alhamdulillah. 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 A student asked him, Prof, why are you doing this? He says, you are not doing it like this, you are not doing adhkar. Professor. So if you want to make adhkar, make conscious adhkar. La ilaha illallah. Not la ilaha illallah, la ilaha la. You are singing, you are dancing. And we know what they do. They start dancing. That one is a singing and dancing procedure. So the man said they should make 70,000 la ilaha illallah. People shouted, ah. He said, don't worry, he has shared it. You know, they used to share la ilaha illallah. He said they should not worry. Some brothers here were there. He said, don't worry, I have distributed it. Everybody should do 200.
Wallahi.
Not up to 5 minutes. They finished. Scroll. 200. So 200, 200, 200, 200, all making 70,000. They say that la ilaha illallah, 70,000. It is the money that the dead person will spend to get there and then. So if a single person wants to make la ilaha illallah 70,000, he will get tired. Yes, that is where we are going. If an individual sits down, yes, when we are younger than this, they can say make 114,000, 113,000, 333,000, 313,000. You know, we have added with them. But when you make la ilaha illallah consciously, the Prophet, let me quickly clarify that. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are no authentic reports to say he made any zikir more than 100. The Prophet Muhammad, what he counts, he did not count, underline every word that I employed. The Prophet did not count any zikir more than 100. He did azkar surely more than 100. But count what he counted, not more than 100. So you have la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Take it to say nankali, every morning make 100. Allah will protect you from all evil. He will provide your needs for you, and will protect you against the jinn. 100. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت. How do you feel? But the malaika لا يفترون, they do not get tired. The praise يسبحون الليل والنهار, day and night they are making tasbih. The Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. حذيفة بن اليمان, عبد الله بن عباس, عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهم. They all have reports of how the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام used to perform his قيام الليل. In the hadith of حذيفة, he said, the Prophet started reading after Fatiha, he started Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah. He finished Surah Al-Baqarah. After Al-Baqarah, he read Al-Nisa first, then Ali Imran. He read Nisa first. Surah Al-Nisa, after Nisa, Ali Imran. Okay, after that, when he comes at a place where Allah mentions Rahman, like saying, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْعَيْنِ, he will stop there, make dua, Allahumma ij'alni min ahli jannah, Allahumma, he will pray for the Rahman in the place. If he comes where Allah talks about Jahannam, or إِذَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, he will say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, he will sleep there too, before he continues the next verse. That was how he read Al-Baqarah, Al-Nisa, and Ali. So when Aisha said, radiallahu anhu, in one of the reports, the report of Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Masud, he said, I wanted to sit down. Say, Abed, continue by yourself. He said, I thought of evil. He said, what evil did you think about? I said, the evil was that I should sit down, let him continue. I can't continue with you. The same way Hudayfa reported, similarly in Abbas, Qiyamul Layl, the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, so Aisha said, radiallahu anha, his leg will be swollen and it will break. His leg will cut from Tulul Qiyam. He will have sore in his leg. His feet will swell and cut off. our own time today, it is Facebook we are spending it. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he said, when we sleep and wake up, he said, because Allah says, He gives us life again. Allah yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wal-lati lam tamut fi manamiha. Fayumtiku al-lati qada alayha al-mawta wa yursil al-ukhra. He will send back life to us. He said in the past, if night falls, everybody feels uncomfortable. But when you sleep in the night and wake up in the morning, you feel strong. He said these days, people wake up in the morning, but they are not feeling strong again. He said because the life they live during the day, that is the same life they live during the night. If you go to Saudi Arabia, it is in the night you start seeing people coming out. They do shopping in the night. They do visitation of family in the night. They do everything in the night. Many times, many people find it difficult to wake up for Salah to sleep. Is this the person who did not wake up for Salah to sleep? He will be asking how long he stood in Qiyamulay. And many of the young people now, the time they spend, the time they should spend, they sleep late. Many people sleep late now. Not because they are doing any useful thing. If you are doing a useful thing, you can be like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Make your witr in the night before you sleep. So you read into the night, or study, or make azkar, or do some useful thing into the night. You sleep and wake up early in the morning for Salat al-Subh. No problem. Make your rak'ah day fajr, and then perform your Salat al-Subh. Because you had already made your witr in the night. But many of the people today, they will not make witr in the night. They will not make witr in the midnight. They sleep from after Isha to the next morning. Or they Facebook until 2, 3 a.m. They go to bed. So they will not be hustling for Salat al-Subh. Not because they are doing anything useful. Men and women now, not just the men. Men, women. So the point of reference from the Prophet Tahajjud is that the companions got tired in the shutdown. As for the Malaika, that's where they are permanent. All their time Qiyamulay. All lay is lay. All nahar is Qiyamulay. La yafturun. Elsewhere it said, La yas'amun. Elsewhere it said, La yas'ahfirun. All means that they never get tired of ibadah. Because Jabalahum ala ibadah. Allah made their nature to be that. All what they will always be doing is what? Ibadah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِقُدْرَتِهِ لِلْعَرْشِ حَامِلُونَ. Amongst the malaika, بِقُدْرَتِهِ, out of the power of Allah, لِلْعَرْشِ حَامِلُونَ. His own job is to carry what? The arsh. We described them at the beginning of our class. حَمَلَاتُ الْعَرْشِ. They are carrying the arsh of Allah. And the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was allowed to tell us about one of them. That the distance journey between his shamhat uznihi, his earlobe, and his shoulder is a journey of what? How many years? 700 years between his earlobe and his shoulder. You know what he's carrying? Because of the arsh al-azim that he's carrying. One of them, just one of them. It doesn't mean that he is the biggest. It doesn't mean that he is the smallest. It is also possible that there are some amongst them that are bigger than him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hamalatul arsh. He told us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that is their duty. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ. Those malaika carrying the arsh. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He combined between tasbih and tahmid. Tasbih is to say Allah is free from all imperfections. Tahmid is to praise Him that all perfect attributes are for Him. So you are saying يُسَبِّحُونَ. They are freeing him, disconnecting him from imperfection. وَيَحْمُدُونَهُ and they are ascribing all perfect attributes to him at the same time. So he said, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They believe in Allah subhanahu. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and they ask forgiveness for us. May Allah count us among the people of Iman. Strengthen our Iman and make us end well upon Iman. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They ask Allah's forgiveness for those who believe. What do they say? رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O our Lord, وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Your mercy and knowledge encompasses everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. Forgive all those who repent unto you and follow your way. And others in the dua, in Ghafi writing, Suratul Ghafi. The point of reference from that verse is that Allah has what? حَمَلَاتُ الْعَرْشِ. And what is their duty? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Also he said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ حَوْلَ عَرْشِهِ يُسَبِّحُونَ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِمَّنْ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ حَوْلَ عَرْشِهِ يُسَبِّحُونَ. They make tasbih hawla arsh, around the arsh. Some are carrying the arsh amongst the malaika. Some are going around the arsh. At least they are making tawaf, making tasbih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. There are number Allah alone knows. And that's why at the end of Zumar, what did he say? وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ أُولَمَا تَمُتِيفِينَ. Making tawaf. So Allah says, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ مِنْ حَوْلِ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ لِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ. حافين من حول العرش. They go round the arsh. متيفين. They go make tawaf around the arsh. يسبحون بحمد ربي. As they go, they make tasbihat. They make tahmid. الحمد لله. سبحان الله. As they go out. So he says, وطائفة منهم حول عرشه يسبحون. وآخرون بحمده يقدسون. There are others. They are not carrying the arsh. They are not going around the arsh. Wherever they are just making tasbih. تحميد. بحمده يقدسون. بحمده. What they sing. What they glorify him with. What they venerate Allah with. This is what? تحميد. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. That's the. They are different. No sleep, no rest, no morning, no afternoon, all times. And that's how they'll be till the day of Qiyam. Allahu Akbar. So he says, وَآخَرُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ يُقَدِّسُونَ. وَاصْطَفَى مِنْهُمْ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ رُسُلٍ. وَاصْطَفَى مِنْهُمْ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ رُسُلٍ. Among the malaika, اصْطَفَى مِنْهُمْ. He chose amongst them, Rusula, people he will send as messengers, ila Rusulihi, to his messenger. So he has messengers amongst the malaika, and he also has messengers amongst the humans. He says, Allah yastafi min al malaikati rusulan wa min al nas. Allah yastafi min al malaikati rusula wa min al nas. Allah chooses amongst human beings and amongst the malaika. He chooses Rasul. And there is no more Rasul after the Prophet Muhammad. He was chosen from amongst human beings. The first Rasul was Nuh alayhi salam. Then others. The last of them was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he chose them. Istafahum Rabbah. Likewise, he chose amongst the Malaika. He chose Jibreel. which will say that he is the chief messenger amongst the malaika. He is the one who goes to give the message. So this is what Allah says we should do. He gave the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, because the Quran came the waqifa to Jibreel alayhi salam, with the agency of Jibreel. So that's why, because the Jews hate Islam and the Quran, they also hate Jibreel alayhi salam. The Jews hate Jibreel. Allah told us in the Quran, they hate Jibreel. Man kana aduwan li Jibreel. So he, in that verse, you see the hatred of the Jews for Jibreel in Al-Baqarah. So the Imam said, rahimahullah, وَاصْطَفَى مِنْهُمْ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ رُسُلٍ. Among the malaika, Allah chooses رُسُلًا, messenger, إِلَىٰ رُسُلٍ. To who? To his messenger. So رُسُلًا, the first رُسُل is to who? Regarding who? Malaika. The second رُسُل is regarding who? Human beings. He says, وَبَعْضٌ مُدَبِّرُونَ لِأَمْرِهِ وَبَعْضٌ مُدَبِّرُونَ the Amri, and some of them are implementers, so to speak. When Allah gives a command, they implement. When Allah gives a command, they implement. They are those that Allah referred to in the Quran. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. And I swear by those who implement my order. Those are the malaika. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. الْمُدَبِّرُ أَمْرِهِ. Those who implement the orders of Allah. هُمَّنْ الْمَلَائِكَ. So yeah, go and do so and so. Like the one who comes to the womb of every woman. The Prophet said in the hadith is authentic. When a woman becomes pregnant and the zygote is formed, Allah sends an angel to the zygote. The zygote, the fuse between the male and female fuse. So it will ask Allah, should I keep it or I should throw it away? Should I keep it or I should do what? Waste it away. If Allah says throw it away, it throws it away. If Allah says keep it, he keeps it, protects it. At another period, he comes to me, Allah, should I throw this thing away or I should keep it? That is how it will be asking until it rather comes down as a miscarriage according to the women, or it remains like that and is given back to as a child. So how many women do we have in the world? And how many malaika are in charge of it? They go around. Allah should I throw it? Keep it or throw it? They throw it. The malaika are many. وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement we make except that there are raqib and atid. Those raqib regularly watching you and taking note of you. So they are there, the two of them. One on the right and the other on the left. Ulama say, even when you say, ah, when you are sick, it is called an. When you make when you are ill, they write it down. Whatever comes from your mouth, they write it down. Good or bad, or neutral. Yes, some statements human beings make are not good. They are neither good nor bad. They are neutral. They are not good or bad. Sheikh Uthaymeen said, the intention for making the statement, we now group it to be good or bad. Or the effect of the statement, we now make it good or bad. But it on its own may be not, may be good, it may not be good, and it may not be bad. So the intention and the effect will give it a ruling. Rahimahullah. So they write it down. One of the children of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he said when he was ill, before he passed away, he was saying, ah, ah, ah. The child said, I reminded him, Baba, he gave us a hadith from Al-Imam Tawus ibn Kisan. Hadith. Muhadithun hakata. All their life hadith. You told us about Tawus ibn Kisan, that he reported a hadith that even the sound that the sick person or the person who is ill makes is recorded, the Imam shut up and never made any statement again. So that one too is recorded, okay. So many of us, when we are ill, we'll be shouting, yay, oh, ha, ha. Know that it is recorded for you. So you keep quiet. People shouting, hey, oh, hey. Now, if you must make a statement, why not say Subhanallah? So that it is positively written for you. But hey, what is the meaning of hey? Now see, hey in itself may be good, may not be good, and may not be bad. The question is, what intention would you make it for? If it is an intention of complaint, it is a sin. Do we know that? If you are complaining, why is this sickness? It's a sin. Some ulama say it's a minor thing. Some say it's minor shirk. Yes, complaining, they say it is part of not being pleased with the qadar of Allah on you. So if I say, hey, why is Allah afflicting me? Don't complain like that. Who are you? When you were enjoying your favor, to whom did you complain? Mind you, that illness, as far as you remain as a Muslim, is taking away things from you. So should you complain or you should say Alhamdulillah? Somebody has headache and he's complaining. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, or those things clean human things. So when you say, yeah, hey, you, my head, you, why you Allah? My people, that's what they say. Why you Allah? Cool? So when you say that, is it Alhamdulillah you should say or Subhanallah? There are two companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Ubay ibn Ka'b. Till they died, their body was hot. Yes, Abu Abdurrahman Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He had heat on his body till he died. Why? He heard one day that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, that this heat, severe fever that afflicts the human being, takes away human things. So he said, I beg Allah that it afflicts me so that I meet him on the day of Qiyamah without anything. Mu'adh and Ubay, the two of them, they have this hadith. So they have heat on their body till they die. And that is the last punishment they will ever have. And it has ended. And it's not ended. So they meet Allah without any punishment, without anything, because all the things have been converted to their heat, their fever. So if a person has fever, what should he say? Should he be saying, yeah, oh, me, yeah, oh, yeah, me, masulam, like it's common. The woman in who has died, she's busy with the affairs of the hereafter. And to call a dead person is part of shirk. From the aspect of the shirk that takes a person out of Islam is to be calling a dead human being. La yasma'u du'a'akum. Allah says they can never hear what you are saying. Walau sami'u, if it were possible that they could have heard, look at it. Mastajabu lahu. They can never respond to you. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, they will deny you that. I beg, go your own way, and not send you to call me. You are the one calling me out of ignorance. Me, I have my own problems. So go get away from me. So, when we in that condition, a person is shouting, hey, read me, oh, 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 this, it is written down. So what should we say when we are ill? Say Subhanallah, say La ilaha illallah, say Allahu Akbar. Say things that will be beneficial to you or keep quiet. He had told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, man kana yu'min billah, falyakul khayran. Let him say what is good or remain silent. Because everything is documented for you or against you. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i once was asked, so he remained silent. So they asked him, why are you keeping silent? He said, because I have not gotten an answer for your question. So I should not say anything until I am sure what I want to say is going to benefit you. So we should watch how we react in circumstances. Because every statement you make, Allah has malaika that are recording. Amongst the malaika, and I'll round up with that, is khazinul nar, khazinul jahannam, the one in charge of jahannam. There are other malaika there. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. They are actual number, Allah أَعْلَمُ بِهِ. Some say the number Allah mentioned, 19, is 19 sufuf, 19 rules. Some say their number is actually 19. Allah أَعْلَمُ. But their leader is Malik. When the people are in the fire, may Allah protect us from that. قالوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك. Oh Malik, tell your Lord to remove this punishment. May Allah protect us. قال إنكم ماكثون. Malik is here. That's where you live. Al-Makr. That is where you live. That is where you reside. لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون. The truth had been brought to you, but many of you hated the truth. So that's why, don't hate the truth. If you see or hear the truth, accept it. May Allah protect us from the kufur. Because kufur means denying the truth. From the aspect of kufur is kufur of denial. The kufur that has to do with a person denying, kufur takzeeb, denying the message of Allah. This is what Al-Imam Al-Muzani has said about the malaika. In our next class, we'll discuss Adam alayhi salam and issues connected to his creation and all of that. We beg Almighty Allah to make us understand better than it has been explained. If there are one or two questions, we'll attend, inshallah. And after the discourse on Adam alayhi salam, we'll leave the next week that follows open for questions and answers. The next class will be about the next matter, Adam alayhi salam. Then the one that follows will be open so that we could revise all what we had done and ask questions regarding them. We ask Allah to make us understand better than it is explained. The issues of the malaika are far much more than we have discussed. There are many of them. Many of them with duties, responsibilities. Part of what they do, Allah sent them as soldiers to fight on the side of the Muslims. During the battle of Uhud, Allah sent soldiers from the heavens, malaika. During the battle of Ahzab, Allah sent soldiers. Many of the battles of the Prophet, Allah will send malaika to fight alongside the Muslims. Because we are on the same cause with them. So they aid us with dua, and sometimes they come physically to aid us. There are many issues of the help of Allah through the malaika. May Allah keep us strengthened. As-salamu alaykum. Was there no messenger chosen from the jinn? There is no evidence that any jinn was a messenger. The evidence showed the other way around, that the messengers amongst the human beings were asked to call the jinn. We remember in Ahqaf, they mentioned the message of Musa and the message of the Prophet Muhammad. So, human beings called the jinn. And they prayed, made salah, they made, you know, ibadah, as the human beings make ibadah. Jazakallah khair. Since Allah said in the Quran that angels are not female creatures, can we then call them male creatures? Did he tell us that they are male? He did not. So we remain where he has remained. But most of the pronouns he used are male pronouns. But that doesn't mean that they are male. The male pronouns are used because it's an uppercase pronoun compared to the female pronoun. So that's why the male pronoun. He didn't tell us that they are male, but he said they are not female. Allahu A'lam. What advice do you have for brothers and sisters who are engrossed with the various social media, claiming they learn Islam through them? Most of the time, these claims are false claims. It is from the tazyin of shaitan. Shaitan does not mislead a person except he makes him think that if he does that thing, he will gain from it. What did he tell Adam alayhi salam? He says, let me guide you to a mulk. To something that will never end. If you eat it, you live forever. And it was the deceit he was going to deceive him. So many people say, oh, when they are on WhatsApp and on Facebook, they are gaining Islamic knowledge. Who is the scholar teaching you there? Who is the Sheikh Facebook teaching you on the Facebook? People have rather become more confused. I tell you this. Many questions brothers ask these days, they are questions of confusion, not questions of advancing in knowledge. There are differences between the two. Somebody is confused. Lut, was he a Rasul or a Nabi? They discussed it somewhere. He was confused. So you see, they say, Lut, is Lut a Nabi or Ibrahim alayhi salam? Let me use a case that is clearer. Was he a Rasul or a Nabi? Was Ibrahim a Rasul or a Nabi? This is the question. The question itself is a question of ignorance. It does not arise at all. Ibrahim Rasul, min ulul azmi min al-rusul. So why are you asking whether it's a Rasul or a Nabi? It means there are some problems people don't understand about the matter of who is a Rasul, who is a Nabi, or they had not even, the Facebook itself had not given them the time to read the Quran. So they don't know the situation. So they ask him, is Ibrahim a Rasul or a Nabi? This is a different case than that somebody is asking, please, Ustaz, can you explain to us who are the Anbiya, who are the Rusul, what are the differences between the two? I just don't know. Can you please explain? This one is seeking advanced knowledge, Abi. The other one is confused. He wants to get out of confusion. This is the condition of many of the Facebookers. Usually confused. You cannot substitute Facebook for your Halqat al-Ilmiyyah. As we are discussing like this, which Facebook will you discuss and hear like this? Which page? Which Facebook page will you discuss and say, oh, Malaika, they do this, they do that, they do that, they don't do this, they don't do this. Allah did not create them because he has a need for them. And then at the end of the day, you can ask a question and get an answer. In fact, if you want to do that, your internet service provider will fail and you will not even be able to. If it does not fail, your battery on your phone will run down. If it does not run down, NEPA will take your light. No matter, I mean, that is one of their slangs. May Allah protect us. Most of the times, most of the discussions are not beneficial discussions. Somebody say, I'm brushing my mouth now. And people start saying, Barakallahu fiqh. It's not a waste of time. A woman can say, I just finished cooking for my husband now. So should we come and fly to your house and eat the food, or what is it? What is this? What do you want us to understand from it? So I think from the social media, people have been more exposed. They have exposed their private life more than they have done anything. People tell about their private life. Leave that one aside. We don't want to know. We have our own. Somebody is telling, even sometimes, when you post on supplications, I think these people, this person think properly. Rain is falling, say, Allahumma sayyib an nafia. You just type it, you have not said it. What we are told to do is to do what? To say it. Allahumma sayyib an nafia. We are asked to say it. He did not tell us to type it. So when you type it, Allahumma sayyib an nafia, you have not said it. Look at shaitan. But you will think that you have said it. You have not said it. You are asked to say it. So when a person types because the rain is falling, Allahumma sayyib an nafia, the rest of us, what will we say? Where the rain is not falling in our own city. So what should we say? If there had been a stoppage in rain, the rains have not come, and then the rain comes, then somebody saying it has stopped. It is part of what we should think about. The Facebook issue is not the first place. Look at our city now. And yesterday or which day, it was as if it will rain, the rain did not come. Even today, somebody was telling me 2-3 days ago that the maize the farmers have planted have started getting spoiled because it has not gotten sufficient rain for the growth and germination. And you are Facebooking, you are not thinking that something is wrong somewhere. What time should you spend to say astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive us our sins? Because part of the things that make Allah hold the rain is sin. When people sin, Allah holds the rain. When they fail to give zakah, Allah holds the rain. The rain will not fall. We are not thinking like this. So then somebody will start it on the Facebook that what? Many times, many funny things. And now everybody has become a commentator of current affair. Government. Government did this. So everybody wants to shout, make a noise about it. Keep quiet, actually. Hold your lips. Because that thing you are typing would hold against you on the day of Qiyamah or for you. So why not just hold back? If you don't type anything, you are not losing anything. Are you losing anything? And that Facebook prompt will prompt you, say what is in your mind. Wallahi. Sometimes kufur comes to the mind. Do you know that? The hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, the companion said to the Prophet, radiallahu anhu, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there some things come up their mind that they cannot say it to you. The mind, shaitan will be whispering some things to us in our heart. We cannot say it. If we say it, they are so evil. The Prophet says, like a sarihul iman. That is real iman. Shaitan brought the evil and you threw it away. Facebook will tell you, say what is in your mind. If you make that statement, you become a kafir. It is not every statement that you make, you go scot-free. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said many of the people run away from the grave. But how many are those that what returns them to the grave is what? Their tongue. So hold your tongue, hold your hands. Hold your hands, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Everybody is talking now. Everybody is mufti now. Yesterday, someone was saying the World Hijab Day, that because wearing hijab is from Mu'amala, so it cannot be bid'ah. So I asked, is there a woman who made the call? So I asked her, who is the mufti who gave them that fatwa? He said, some sisters are just discussing. I said, see now. Who told them that it cannot be an innovation? Because hijab is Mu'amala. Okay, what about segregating a day for celebration? What is it? When you segregate a day for celebration, it is ibadah. You are making Eid. Eid, the meaning of Eid, it comes from Aada. Something that comes again. Yahud, it will come again. Eidan. Eid comes from the word that is it. When you do the Eid, you say, I have to share me. That is the meaning of Eid. So you do World Hijab Day today, next year you do another World Hijab Day. It has become an Eid. An Eid is Tawqifiyah. You cannot do it except that there is evidence. How many ayat do we have? How many Eids do we have? 3. Eid al-Usbu'i, the Eid of the week, and 2 Eids in the year. Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Kabir. So now we have Eid al-Hijab. Now we don't have World Mother's Day, Eid al-Umm. Or Eid al-Ummahat. Maybe some brothers will think one day Shaitan will give them wahyu. You say Eid al-Biyat, what Biyat day? This is Shaitan. Shaitan is deceiving the people. وَهُمْ يَعْتَبُونَ عَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ السُّنَعَ. Oh, Aisha radiallahu anha, did she wear hijab? Maimuna radiallahu anha, did she wear hijab? She wore hijab. On World Hijab Day, all those early Muslims who came before, World Hijab Day started less than 5 years ago now. It is getting common now. Before, they were not doing procession. Last year, they did a procession. Or was it still this year? They did a procession. And women that are supposed to sit down in their houses, they started carrying placards about. Many of them, the hijab they are wearing itself deserves another hijab. They say, World Hijab Day. Shaitan is playing with the heads of people. May Allah protect us. And this is the time. Because every evil that a person starts now travels faster than it will travel before. Before now, if a person, Shaitan deceives him to start an evil. Maybe before the next person in his house knows, it will take 5-6 years. But now, if a person dreams of an evil, the whole world will know in 1 second. And by the time you know it, that his wahy from Shaitan will spread amongst them. What hijab? The people did not used to pay any attention to it. And then it has led them. Maybe tomorrow they will come and say, to contest for beauty is not part of hijab. So we can make beauty contest. And they have actually started doing it. Islamic beauty contest. What insanity is this? What insanity is this? So men will sit down to assess a Muslimah and you say it is mu'amala? Mu'alakum kaifa tahkumun. What's wrong with the people's intelligence? How are you judging? Why are you listening? How are you thinking? The women should go back and sit down in their husband's houses or in their father's houses, as the case may be. And the men that the shaitan is using to bring the women out of their homes, they should fear Allah. Yes. In akhzahu shadeed. Allah's grabbing is severe. Alimun Shadid. May Allah protect us. The social media, in my opinion, has brought more evil. If you ask me a general response, the social media has brought more evils to many people than good. It has separated many families. You see a woman is Facebooking with another person's husband. What kind of a thing is that? Women used to be in the homes of their husbands. The husband will say, my wife is in the house. But right now, your wife is even on your bed, but as long as she's carrying a phone, you cannot be starting what she's doing. How is that? So you have the body, but you don't have the heart. Unfortunately, when they send a text message to you, they say, I love you. It's a lie. Check very well before you begin to accept such funny statements of compliments. May Allah protect us. Everybody should know, handle your wife. Hold your family. Hold her. Don't leave her to say, oh, we are in a free world. That freedom will take her away from you. Yes. Many things are happening. Hold your wife. Hold your family. Maintain a strong grip on them. Make sure that they are your own, because now the barriers have been broken. The walls were the barriers yesterday, but today there are no barriers. They are unhappy barriers. Because of all these so-called social networks, what good has it brought? May Allah protect us. If you count one good, a brother did a lecture. Facebook can make you face the hell. The lecture by a brother from the UK. Facebook can make you face the hell. Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Is it only the Jews that hate the Malaika? What about the Shia? Yes. The ulama say the Shia too hate the Malaika. Jibreel especially. They say because he was supposed to bring the message to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Anyway. They say, I don't want to make the statement. That is the way they say it in Arabic. I remember it. But I don't want to say it so that it does not spread. So they say Jibreel, instead of coming to Ali ibn Abi Talib, he went to the Prophet Muhammad. It's a very funny thing. They have what they say, but they are all useless things. May Allah protect us. Allah described Jibreel as Amin, trustworthy. Rasulul Amin. What about when Allah told Jibreel to take the Prophet to the heavens? If it was Ali that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supposed to be the Prophet, will not Allah say, oh, I want Ali, why did you bring Muhammad? Oh, their claim is so funny and far from being a truth to be considered at all. May Allah protect us from the evil of the Shia. Please, can we say Allah created the heavens and the earth because of the Prophet Muhammad? No, we can't say that. You can't say Allah created the heavens and earth because of the Prophet Muhammad. He told us the purpose of his creation. and said that we should worship him, including the Prophet Muhammad himself. He was created to worship Allah. He is just like us, a human being. The Prophet Muhammad is a human being like us. He sleeps as we sleep. He sleeps as we sleep. He feels hunger as we feel hunger. He feels pain as we feel pain. He falls ill as we fall ill. He sees as we see. He is like us. He says, "Kul innama ana basharun mithlukum." He says, "Kul innama ana basharun." If he stops there, say to them, "I am only a human being," it is okay. He now says, "Mithlukum," like you. The difference is that you are Elijah. I receive wahyu. That's all. So the heavens and earth, you are not created for the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. You are bringing him above where Allah has placed him. That is extremism in the religion. We make this the last question, inshallah. Some clerics, this statement, this word, cleric, I don't like the word at all. It's an English word to mean somebody teaching some people theology. Cleric. If somebody is imam, say he's imam. If he is scholar, say he's scholar. But that word cleric, it has a negative influence. Go back to the etymology of the word cleric. You find it a bit negative. Some clerics still maintain, mention the descendants of in their degree. Okay, the descendants, not descendants. Descendants are here. Those you give back to. But what you mean to say is distance, coming down of Angel Jibril after the Prophet's death. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had said he will not descend apart from when he will come to take sentence. What is your take? It's not issue, what is my take? That's what I understand about the matter. A take is a personal opinion you have. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam has a duty of coming to give message to the messenger. Like Al-Imam al-Mudani said, وَطَّفَى مِنْهُمْ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ رُسُلٍ. Amongst the angels, Allah chose messengers who will come to deliver messages to the messenger. So if the reason why Jibril was coming was to give the Prophet message alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدَهُ, and after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be no any other prophet and messenger again. So what is his job? That job of bringing message has ended. So there is no issue of a take there. The matter is that Jibreel is not coming to give message to anybody. He may have any other thing Allah can send him to do. He is a servant of Allah. He obeys Allah's orders. But to say he comes to give a message to anybody, that one has stopped. What else can he come and do? He can come and implement other things, like punishing people. As we knew that he was part of the malaika, the angels that went to destroy the people of Lut. So if Allah intends to destroy some people with wildfire, and he will send them to go and control the fire to destroy the people, he can send them. If he wants to destroy them with strong wind from the sea, cyclones, he can send them to control the cyclones to destroy those people. Allah has the angels. He does what he likes with his creatures. So if he doesn't tell us that he sent Jibril, although we cannot say he cannot send Jibril, we cannot say he can send him. So we are not ruling out the fact entirely that Allah can send him to come to the earth to do some other things. But in terms of bringing message has ended with the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. In our next class, inshallah, we'll be discussing Adam, alayhi salam. Allah created Adam with his hands, how they got us out of Al-Jannah, which Al-Jannah was it, where is Al-Jannah. You know, some of the scholars like some of the people like you'll be surprised, Sheikh Adam al-Ilari, they have the opinion that the Jannah where Allah created Adam alayhi salam was on this earth. But it's a wrong opinion. We'll discuss that point, bismillah, in our next class. أقول ما أقول
وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.